Okay, today is Daf Chaf. We are on Daf Chaf, on the second to the line on the top. And yesterday, again, we were talking about a brand new case. It's a Mishnah Idios that says that if you shecht an animal in the Beis HaMikdash, you find a needle in the basar. So the needle, we said, the basar's tummy, the knife is not tummy, and the hands of the Kohen are also not tummy. Right? And now we're going to analyze, why is the basar tummy? The habasar tummy. The basar was tummy, right? High basar de iskasher b'may. But how did this basar get wet? How did it get wet? It's in an animal. And why is it tummy? The meat never got wet. Right? Ename, you want to tell me iskasher b'dam? What do you mean it didn't get wet? It got wet with dam inside the basar, all in there. V'amar b'chia bar abba, amar b'yochanan. Dam kodshim is not machshir. Dam kodshim doesn't work to allow meat to become food to become tummy. Why not? Because shenemar, because it says in the Torah, lo sochlu ala aretz, right? Lo sochlu, don't eat it. Ala aretz tishbachenu kamayim. Pour it on the ground like water. The dam. Dam shenishbech kamayim machshir. So dam that will be poured on the ground, that's machshir. Dam she'eno nishbach kamayim, eno machshir. If the dam's not poured on the ground, it's not machshir. This dam is not poured on the ground. It's used for zrika. Therefore, that can't be the liquid that made the meat tahar, that made the meat ready to become tahar. It can't be. Ve'ela de'eskasher b'mashke beis mitpachaya. It got tame from some other liquid in the azara. Want to say that? What other liquid in the azara is there? Maybe water. What, let's say give that answer. Amar b'yosi b'chanina mashke beis mitpachaya. But 1 second, the water in the beis hamikdash in the azara lo dayin shein dachan. Not only is that water kosher, liquid kosher. Dachan means kosher. Tahar really tahar. Ela she'ein machshirin. It doesn't work. So it can't be the dam. It can't be any other liquid there. How else could it be? Ve'ela de'iskasher b'chibas hakodesh? Did it become hechsher from something called chibas hakodesh? Chibas hakodesh means, chiba means love. It means chibas hakodesh means that the Beis HaMikdash has different rules. Because kodshim is such a special holy thing, Rashi says, el de'hechsher b'chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh. The fact that you're dealing with Kodesh things, that in itself, miskashra lavo de tumah, that in itself makes it hechsher. In the chinam, there is no liquid. There is no liquid. But we're talking about kachim. Such a special thing. And for kachim, you want to tell me you don't need liquids? There's such a havamina like that. Right? The kaimel and parakshini, the shchitas chulin, chibas hakodesh? If you have such a thing, the concept of chibas hakodesh, mashkile ocha lakabli tumah, that could be such a concept like that. In certain parameters. If that's true, V'amr Asi, V'amr Yosef Rechanina, Mashki Beis Mit Bechaya, oh no, I said that already. V'emar Deham Mahanyele Chibas Kodesh, even if that's true, when does that work, Chibas Kodesh? What does that mean? That because we're dealing about Kodeshim, such a holy thing, it turns the meat as if it got wet. That's what we're saying. Right? We're going to pretend it didn't get wet. We're going to pretend it did because of a concept called Chibas Kodesh. If that's true, that we find a concept like that. We find such a thing. However, that's only Emar Damahanyele Chibas Kodesh. When do we say such a concept? La'apsule, gufe, to make it puzzle. That we're going to make this meat puzzle because of Chibas Kodesh, and we're going to make it puzzle. However, L'mahanyebe Rishon V'sheni Nami, we're going to make it even be a Rishon or a Sheni? That it can make other things Tamei? You want to tell me it itself becomes Tamei because of Chibas Kodesh? Okay, I hear such a thing. I hear it. But to say that we're going to make other things Tamei, I never heard such a thing. As a matter of fact, Rish Lakish had a suffix about that very issue. And Rish Lakish never answered the suffix. He couldn't answer it. Now we're answering it. Something wrong here, right? Gemara says, Tif showed me the boy Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish asked this very question on Tzarid Shal Menachos, on a clump of Menachos. Whether or not the clump of Menachos, because of Chibas Kodesh, it can become Tamei. because chibas kodesh can make solid foods tame. Can it transfer tumah to other things? That Rosh Lakish had a shot suffix about that. He never answered it, right? Monin bo rishon v'sheini olo. And now, if you're telling me that, if you're telling me that this meat, because of chibas kodesh, can make other things tame, then Rosh Lakish's question is answered. So it can't be right. So Amar Hudan Ar Shmuel. No, I'll tell you an answer how this meat got wet. The answer is, not such an easy answer, Kigon, Shehaisa Para Shel Zivche Shlamim. First of all, the animal was a Shlamim. Ve'evira Benahar. And they brought it to the river. Ve'shachta, and they shechted it. They put it to the river before they shechted it. Ve'adayin Mashke Tofeach Aleha. And the water is still there. Okay? They brought it to the river to drink. Why? Rashi explains.
Is there a river near the Mizbeach?
Not so far away. By the Gihon Spring? Not so far away. The Rashi says, the last Rashi before the lines get wide, Lahachi Nakat Parashal Zivchei Shlamim. That's why Dafka picked a Shlamim. We're talking about a Shlamim. Where Lefi Sheha Or, Vahabasar, the Or and the Basar, Labailim. That belongs to the owner. So the owner is bringing the Shlamim. So I'm going to get all this hide. All the basar, it all comes to me, right? Lefi she'or v'habasar l'bayl. Umis asek liyafos ha'or v'habasar. And you want to get the or to be good, and the basar should be good. Everything should be easygoing. And there was a belief, and maybe it's true, that umavir b'nahar, they would bring it to a river, samach l'shchita, right before they would check it, umashkirosa, and they would have the animal drink from the river, kidei she'yetehe nose l'hafshit. Apparently, if the animal had a lot of liquid inside it, it was easier to skin the animal after it died, if they shechted it. So they would fill it up with water, right? So the animal should be easy, the hide should be easy to take off. And the water was still in there, and that water made the meat ready to be mekabel tumah. That's the first answer. Okay? I'm sorry. That's the only answer. Yeah, we're done with that, Gemara. We're done with that.
But so, how does meat that to begin with became, we said it was a sheretz, right?
No, we had a whole 2 days about that issue. Right. How did the meat originally become tamei? We said, either from a sheretz or from a person.
Or from a person.
Yeah.
So now, we're dealing here with a machat that life is an ahatuma. Because so that doesn't become a native meat according to this. Unless
that's right.
So why does the sheretz do?
Because sheretz can make something tame. No, ain't a chanami. That's right. That's right. But those were meat that had been sitting around for 2 hours. I skipped to Rashi because I wanted to save time. Rashi says up above, most meat is ready to become tame because after you shech the animal, you wash it. That's what Rashi says. Most meat, after you shech it, forget even in a butcher shop. Forget a carbon. What do you do with the meat? You wash it. So most meat is already ready.
Right, but in the base of
English,
that doesn't count.
No, what?
In the base of English, that doesn't count.
That's right. That's right. The base of English doesn't count. Exactly.
So every case that we've spoken about
until
now,
in washing, it doesn't make a difference. Because water in the base of English doesn't count. A Rashi says, you take it home, you wash it. Rashi says, a long Rashi here, I skipped it. Rashi says that. No, most kosher meat is not a problem because you take it home. If you don't take it home, if you don't take it home, in a chanami. You take it home, you wash it, and then it already becomes ready. Right? Okay.
So are we saying that all mafkin make kosher mekabel tumah?
All mashkin make kosher. What do you mean?
Well, isn't that what we're saying, that water makes it mekabel
tumah? Any mashkin makes something mekabel tumah.
Right, so why not the blood in the...
Because exceptions in the Beis HaMikdash. That's all. We said there's exceptions in the Beis HaMikdash.
So in this case, you're saying the animal was wet beforehand.
And it was still wet after you shechted it. So that water inside counts. It's a difficult answer.
It has to actually be placed on in the Beis HaMikdash.
Correct.
In order for it to be...
That's right.
No, before you saw it in the Beis
HaMikdash. Right. It's a difficult answer. Nimtzeis beferesh, Then we said if you find it in the excrement, then hakol tar, the needle's tar. So why is the needle tar? V'nehed der peresh v'nit ba l'basar. Why couldn't the peresh even tie me the basar? So the Gemara says, Amar vad de barava, the peresh ava. No, the peresh is a solid. It's thick. It's a solid. So how's it transferring tumah? It can't. Ravashi Amar afil teva peresh raka. You can even tell it's liquidy. Mishum dahavi mashke saruach. It's foul water. Foul water doesn't count. It's foul. Even if it's liquidy, it's very foul. It's repulsive. It doesn't count. Next, Tani Tana Kamei Dirav Sheshas. They learned the thing in a brice in front of Sheshas, right? Sheretz Metame Es Hamashkin. A Sheretz is Metame the Mashkin. The Mashkin becomes a Rishon. Mashkin Metame Es Akli. The Mashkin is Metame a Kli. The Kli becomes a Sheni. Kli Metame Es Ochlin to make the Ochlin a Revi, a Shlishi. And the Ochlin Metame is Hamashkin, and the Ochlin is Metame the Mashkin. The Mashkin becomes a Revi. Vilomadnu, Shalosh Tumos B'Sheretz. And we see over here that there are three Tumos by a Sheretz. Now we mentioned four, but the Gemara is right away going to ask that question. And you see from here that this Brisa is in accord with Rabbi Akiva, who holds, this is not even talking about the Beis Hamikdash, who holds, a shlishi can be such a thing by chulin. Such a thing. Aye, hani arbahein, there's four over here. So Gemara says, no. Goes mashkin deresha. The first resha, the first one about the water, take that away. So it doesn't start, the sheretz touches food, I'm sorry. The sheretz touches the kli touches food touches water. Take the first one away. So the Gemara says, Adaraba goes mashkin de seifa. Take the second one away. Are you taking the first one? Take the second one away. So the Gemara says, no. Lo ashkin chantana de amar mashkin metamin kli el Rav Yehuda v'hadar be. No, we're going to take the last one away because if we take the second one away, then it turns out that a kli is your metamin mashkin. Nobody holds that. Even Rav Yehuda held that, but he took it back. So nobody holds that. So we take the second one away. V'simanach naziyasa. And the siman is how you make beer. How do you make beer? First you get a kli, then you put in the barley, then you put in the wheat, then you put in the water. So you have a kli, solid, liquid. So to over here, we're talking about a kli, a solid, and then a liquid. Okay? Now, so far it's pretty easy daf. This is a little bit of a tricky part. We actually alluded to this earlier in the week, but now we're going to flesh that a little more. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Masechtas Kelim that Sheretz Shenimtza Batanor, if a Sheretz is found in an oven, and the oven is made out of earthenware, the rule is that if anything that's in the airspace of an earthenware vessel, Kli, makes the entire Kli Tame, the Sheretz doesn't have to touch the walls of the oven. Even if it's in the airspace, it makes the whole thing Tame. Now, in this oven, I also have a pie. Okay? In the oven, I also have a pie. Okay? You following? So, the sheretz is an avatuma. I put it in the air, I dangle it in the airspace. What happens to the oven? The oven becomes a rishon. What happens to the pie? The pie becomes a sheni. Well, why doesn't the pie become a Rishon from the Sheretz in the airspace? Why doesn't the pie become a Rishon? Why first the walls of the oven become a Rishon, and then the pie becomes a Sheni because it's touching the oven?
Okay, we said in the case of a bowl with two pieces of meat in it.
Right? Yeah.
Everything in the bowl becomes...
Now, that was a different thing. That's because the Baikajim, it's Mitztarif. A different thing. Here,
why doesn't it become a Rishon?
Why not?
Because the halacha is specifically for a
Why? But we're saying is that the sheretz fills up the entire kli with tumah.
No, just the avir of the kli.
The whole avir, including the pie. So why is the pie a sheni?
Because the avir is mitame.
What? Yes, it is. The avir is mitame, the entire kli. So the Gemara is going to ask that question right now. Tanan Hasam. We are four lines from the bottom of Chaf Amar Aleph. Tanan, it's a new topic. Tanan Hasam. We looked over there in Kalim. Sheret Shenimtza Batanor. If Sheret is in the Tanor, Hapas Shebatanor Shebesocho Shnia. The Pas becomes a Sheni. The Pi is a Sheni. Mibnei HaTanor Tchila. Because the oven is a Rishon. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravad Debaravel L'Rabba V'Nechzi L'Hai Tanor Kaman Demali Tumi Dami. Let's pretend, not pretend, it is the halacha that the entire airspace of the oven becomes full of tumah for the heavy high pas rishona, and the pas should be a rishon. Why not? Right? Look at the Rashi on the third line from the bottom. Third line from the bottom, the Rashi of Alechzi. V'kivon dekaimalon aver klicheres metame min asheretz. And we have a rule that the airspace is metame of sheretz. Af al pi shalom noga. Even if the sheretz didn't touch anything, didn't touch a thing. It didn't touch the pie, it didn't touch the wall, it touched nothing. So what? Right? Alma kiman demali tumahi. The whole oven is full of tumah. The halo nagabo, it didn't touch anything. Umatamo, it still made a tummy. The heavy nami pas ki ilu nagaba sheretz. So why don't we say the pas touched the sheretz? Why don't we say that? The bread, the pie, baking in the oven, touched the sheretz. Why don't we say that? Why not? It's a decent question, no?
Because
if the pie touches, what do you mean? It's only because Kli Cheretz has a rule that airspace is metame. Why not? What do you mean? Sheretz is a sheretz. Sheretz is an avatumah. It's going to be the pie into a rishon. If the sheretz touches the pie here in this room,
right,
what happens to the pie? It becomes a rishon.
Right.
So what's the difference if it's in the oven? But so what? But it's metame without touching. The sheretz is metame without touching.
Oh,
so what's the difference? So the Gemara is going to give a whole different answer why it's not going to work. The answer is because... No, it's the time of the airspace. And whatever's in the air... So here's the answer. So, Amalei, lo sagadaita, impossible. Ditanya, because we learned like this, if that were true, then what if I have in the oven, I have a pan, an empty pan? Does the pan also become a rishon? If that's true, Ditanya, yachol yehe kol ha-kelim mitame me'avrak licheres. Then I would think, why not the pan also? The pan also should become tame. Why? It's in the airspace too. Talmud Lomar, but the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, Kol Asher Besocho Yitma, whatever's in the oven, whatever's in the airspace becomes tame. V'samech Lei, and the very next words in the next pasuk are, Mikol HaOchel, Mikol HaOchel, only if it's food. Only, it only works by food. It doesn't work by kelim. Right? Ochel metame me'aver klicheres. Only the ochel is metame from an aver klicheres. The ein kol hakelim metame me'aver klicheres.
So how does this answer your question about the pie?
What?
The pie is food.
So the pie is food, but it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't come from the airspace, it comes from the tanner. And therefore it has to be one more removed. That's the answer.
What?
The tumah does not come from the airspace.
Okay.
It comes from the walls of the tanner. Therefore, it's one roofed. Therefore, it's a sheni. Okay? Good? Now, that's the best I can tell you. Okay, now, if everybody can indulge me for a minute and go back to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, because we're up to the last part of the Mishnah. So Reb Meir made a statement. Reb Meir made a statement in the Mishnah. And said, wait a minute, from the fact that you could burn kachim meat with other kachim meat, tameh with tameh, and the tum is going to either stay the same or increase, and you could burn shemen with this and that, and kachim, a truma, and it's going to increase from a shlishi to a rishon, going to make it into a shen. Since you could do that, you could burn chametz. Now, Reb Meir said, you could burn chametz Truma Tahora with Truma Temeya on Pesach. Er Pesach, right? Rabbi Yossi said, not comparable at all. Right? Then, out of the left field, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Umodim Rabbi Eliezer of Rabbi Yehoshua, they both agree, Shesarfin Zula Atzma Vizula Atzma. Tahar and Tameh must be burned separately. You can't burn them together. Alma Nechlaku, what do they argue about? Al Tameya, Al Tuluyiv Al Tameya. Safek Tameh and Tameh. Funny thing. Safek Tameh and Tameh. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shabbi Elezer, Omer, Tzarf, Zulat, Zulat, you have to burn separately. Safek Tameh and Tameh, you have to burn separately. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Shtank, Achas, you can burn at the same time. Okay? So the whole daf now is going to be on Safek Tameh and Tameh. Rabbi Yeshua said, you could burn it together. Okay? Here we go. Rav Chista Rami Pischa Apischa. Rav Chista had a stira about Pesachim, about Pesachs, about Ish. Umashani answered it. Mi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Shtein Achas? Does Rabbi Yeshua really hold that you could burn Tameh and Safek Tameh together? Verminhu, we have a brisa that says like this, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Honido Doma L'Raya. You can't compare the cases of burning Kachim and Kachim and burning cases of Truma and Truma to burning cases of, Meir said, you could burn Truma Tahora with Truma Temeya. Says Rabbi Yossi, what are you doing? You can't compare. Kishayidu, Rabbi Yossi, well, Mahidu, when they allowed it, when Rabbi Yossi got a Kahana and said we used to do it, what was he talking about? Imalabasa Shidimah Bavlada Tuma, Shitsarfanazo, but this is Avatuma. There was, you were burning avatuma with a rishon or a sheni l'tuma. Also, ima basar shenim b'avatuma. One second. Ima la basar shenim b'avatuma. Shesorfin also, when a basar shenim b'avatuma, zeh tamei v'zeh tamei. They're both tamei. So of course you could do it. Ima la shemen nifsal b'tvul yom, shemen likin also b'shemen hanit b'tvul b'tamei meis. Something touched a shlishi with a rishon. Zeh puzzle for zeh tameh. So at least one's puzzle. It means you can't make any more tameh, but it's still tameh, and the other one's tameh. That makes perfect sense to me. So it's already tameh. Afanu modim truma shenim as bevlada tuma shetzarfen osav and truma shenim as be'ava tuma. Fine. You want to burn truma that's tameh with truma that's tameh? Perfectly acceptable. Heich nisav afilu tluya im tameya. How could you burn suffek with vadai tameh? Suffek tameh with vadai tameh. Shema Eliyahu Eliyahu v'Yitarin. Maybe the Elanavi is going to come and say, it's not Tommy. How could you burn Tommy and Tar together? That you can't. No one said you could do that. How could you burn Tommy and Suffolk together? Maybe Eliyahu Navi is going to come and say, it's not Tommy. How could you do that? Umishani, and we answer the stira as follows. Right? One second. What's the stira?
Don't we say because you said that they're both going to be burnt anyhow?
What? Yeah, but now we're saying, but even in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said, you cannot burn Tameh and Tahar together. Only Tameh and Safek Tameh. That you can burn together. Right?
Okay.
Now Rabbi Yossi is saying, nobody agrees you could do that. Even Safek and Vadai Tameh. You can't burn it together. But our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yeshua said you can. So Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yossi said in the name of everybody, and in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said that like that. So, Umashani, the answer is, Ha Rab Shimon Valibra Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah is talking about Rab Shimon in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who said you could do it. Ha, this Brisa was Rabbi Yossi Valibra Rabbi Yeshua. This Brisa was Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who said you can't do it. Where did Rab Shimon come from? Ditanya, with a Brisa. Yudal Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we had this Gemara already. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Mavirin is a kol Melifnei Shabbos. You get rid of everything before Shabbos. You only leave over for two meals. Remember, we had the whole Gemara, right? V'sarfen atumas tomeos, tuluyos, v'tahoros, divir Rameir. Rameir says you could burn everything together. Tomeos, tuluyos, tahoros, together. That's a funny shita. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, tahoro b'fnei atzma, v'tuluy b'fnei atzma, v'tomeo b'fnei atzma. Everything has to be burned separately. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lo nechluku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yehoshua al tahora val tameya she ain't sorfen. Tahor and Tamei you cannot burn together. Al Tluya, Al Tahora, Shesarfin. And Tluya and Tahora, you can burn together. You hear that? Safek Tuma and Tahar, you could burn together. Why can you burn it together? How could you burn it together? Maybe it's Tamei. So Rashi says, the Hoel v'lo huchzak Tuma, since not really, we don't know if it's Tamei or not, we have no idea. In nire kimetame biyadayim. It doesn't appear that you're making a tummy with yourself. Biyadayim. Whatever that means. So therefore it's okay. Alma nechleku, what do they argue about? Ala tuluyiv, ala tameya. Safek tame and tame. Sherebmeir, sherebilezer, omer, tesarif, dula atzma, zula atzma. You have to burn them separately. Rabbi Yeshua, omer, shtei and kachas. You could do them together. So what do you see? That Rabbi Shimon holds, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, you could do it. Rabbi Yossi holds, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, you can't do it. Answered the Stira. V'hamasnisun Rabbi Yossi hi. For a minute. But our Mishnah said, but our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Why? Rabbi Shimon's not in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah that we just read, Rabbi Meir said you could do this, Rabbi Yossi said no you can't. And then Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua had a machlokas. There's no Rabbi Shimon. Now we're saying that Mishnah goes Rabbi Shimon's opinion of what Rabbi Yeshua hold. But Rabbi Shimon's not mentioned in that Mishnah. In our Mishnah on Daf Yudalad. Not mentioned.
Does this rule apply only to Chametz?
That what?
Well, let's see what they're arguing about.
No, we're going to get to that in a minute. No, we'll get to that in a minute. But that's the next issue. Hachi kamar Rabbi Yossi l'Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, from the fact that Rabbi Chanina said you could burn kachim and kachim and truma and truma, I hold you could burn Chametz too, like that. Chametz. And Rabbi Yossi, what are you talking about? Those were pasul tamei. Here it's not tamei at all. So I feel Reb Shimon v'liba Reb Yeshua the mekel. Even Reb Shimon, who's mekel by Reb Yeshua, ki mekel. What is he mekel? Betluya v'tameya by tala by safek and tamei. Avo b'tahor v'tameya lo. But by tara and tameya he's not mekel. Which is exactly what the Mishnah said. Was exactly what Reb Shimon said. Very good. Now the Gemara asks Josh's question. Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina, Rami, Truma, Apischa, Umashani. Now there's a stira between Truma and Pesach. What's a stira? Mi Omer B'Yeshua Shteik Achas? Did Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yeshua really say you could burn Tomei and Safek together? Did he really say that? You could put them together in the same bag? In the same pile? Did he really say that? V'Raminhu, but there's a Mishnah in Trumos that says not like that. What does it say? Chavis Shel Truma. You have a barrel of truma, shenolad basafek tuma, and it's a safek if it's tummy. I don't know. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im haisabunachas b'makom haturfa. If it's in a public place, yinicha makom hamutzna. Put it in a private place, meaning still make sure it doesn't get tummy. Make sure. Vim haisa magula yichasena. And if it's uncovered, cover it right away. Right? Why covering it right away? We want it to get tummy. Rabbi Shua Omer, who cares? Im haisa munachas b'makom manutzna, yinichena makom atarfa. If it's in a private place, you can put it in a public place. Im haya mechusa, if it's covered, yigalena, you could uncover it. Right? What do you see from here? Since it's safek tuma, we're not guarding it anymore. We don't care. Right? Grama in, biyadayim lo. To make a grama, that's okay. To put it outside. Something happens to it, I don't care. But I can't make it tummy myself. And by Pesach, he said, you can burn it yourself. You can make a tummy yourself. How can he say such a thing? Umashani, and we give the same answer. Ha, Reb Shimon, Aliba, Reb Yeshua. Ha, Reb Yossi, Aliba, Reb Yeshua. One's Reb Shimon in the opinion of Reb Yeshua, who said you could do a biyadayim. And Reb Yossi in the name of Reb Yeshua said you cannot do a biyadayim. Next question is really about Josh's question. Reb Eliezer Rami, Truma, Atruma, Umashani. The question now about Truma, how are we going to answer that question? Miyomi Yeshua Groma in Biyadayim Lo? Does Rabbi Yeshua really hold that if it's indirect, then we allow the Truma that's a Safek to become Tamei? You want to leave it out and someone will walk by? I don't care. I don't do Biyadayim. It's a Groma. We allow it. Verminhu. One second. There's a Mishnah in Trumos. Very nice. I think it's the next Mishnah there. It says like this. Chavis shel truma shenishpura. A truma barrel broke, Begat Helyona, on the upper, in the second floor, Vitachteha Chulin Temeyin, and down below is Chulin Temeyin. What, we did this already. What's going to happen when the chulin, when the truma touches the, falls into the vat of the truma of the chulin, it's going to be metame the chulin.
This is the case of a wine press.
That's right. It's exactly the same case. We're going to do it again. Now, Mode Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, they both agree. Shim Yochol Lahatfil Men Revius Petahira Yatil. If you can save some of the truma wine, save it. Even though you're going to ruin the chulin wine on the bottom, you can't go. You can't put the truma in the tame kli. You can't make the truma tame be yadayim. Can't. V'yim lav, but if not, if you can't save any of it, and the only way you could save it is to put it in a tame kli, Rabbi Eliezer omer teirid v'tatame, let it drip down. Val tatame biyad, you can't do it biyad. Rabbi Shua omer, itamena biyad, do it biyad. Get a tame kli and put it in a tame kli. Why? You'll save the chulin on the bottom. So what do you see? There's no grumma here. Directly, you say you can do it. Umishani, and we answer, Shani Hasimel. No, it's different over there. Because the Ika Hefset of Chulin. You have the Hefset of the Chulin. You're going to lose all that Chulin. So for that, we'll allow it. So Maskev L'Rava, Masnisa Nami, Ika Hefset Eitim. We're going to lose the Eitim. You're going to make me use more firewood to burn them separately. So come on. Amalei Abaya, L'Hefset Ruba Chashashu, L'Hefset Mut Lo Chashashu. We only care about a big loss, not about a small loss. So you have to get an extra piece of wood, big deal. To lose all that chulin, that's a big loss. So for a big loss, we'll allow you to be metame biyadayim, not for a small loss.
This is exactly the same.
Exact same Gemara. That answers your question. Does this apply in the home? It certainly does. All these rules apply in the home too. There's no kachim in the home. You could have. Take a carbon home if it's in Yerushalayim. Same rules. Now, where am I? Umina timra to lehefsin meruba chashashu lehefsin mut lo chashashu. How do you know? Who told you that for a hefsin meruba we care, for a hefsin meruba we don't care? Who told you that? Who said? Titania, because of a brisa. Chavis shel shemen, now it's oil. It's not wine anymore, it's oil. Now if it's oil wine that broke and it's going to fall into chulin, now we don't care so much. Truma shenish broke begad al yona, and it broke on the upper floor. V'tachtona chulin temein, and I'm down below. It's chulin temein. Modu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. They both agree. Shim yachol lahatzim and a revius b'tahara yatil v'yim lav. And if not, tear v'tatame. Let it go down. Fall time be yad. Don't do it by your hand. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say you can't do it by hand? Because for a hefsid muat we don't allow it. That's why. Shemen doesn't have the same problem with wine. Because shemen, even if it's tame, you can still use it to burn fuel. Wine that's tame, you can't do anything with it. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with tame wine? V'chi tema, you want to tell me. I'm sorry. Maishna shemen deroy lahadlik ner. It's lahadlik. Shemen can be used to light. So such a big loss. So yayin, roi, wazilof. Yayin you can use to sprinkle on the house to give it a nice aroma. You can do that. V'chi tema zilof la milsi. You want to tell us, what kind of thing is that? Who does that with wine? Nobody does that. What are you talking about? Amar Shmuel, Mishra Mechia, Shosin Milug Besela, V'chi Shulug Besela, Umazalf and Milug Shtayim. They pay more for that wine. That wine's more expensive. The wine that you use to make an aroma in the house is more expensive. So it's not a cheap thing. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about B'chadash. We're talking about new wine, which doesn't have such an aroma, which you don't use for that. Right? V'aroi liyashno. So what do you mean? What do you mean? It's new now. I'll wait a year. You're right. The new wine became tamei. So I'll wait a year. And in a year, I'll use it to sprinkle. It's more expensive than the regular wine. So why can't I do that? No, also the takala. Hard to keep wine around in the house for a year and not drink it. It's tamei wine. You can't drink it. It's hard to do that. So the Gemara says, Sheminami Asili De Takala. Shemin also, maybe you'll come to drink it. You'll put it in your salad. So Gemara says, no. The rami le beklimas. Put it in a foul jug. You'll never touch it. So Gemara says, yayinami rami le beklimas. So put the wine in a foul jug. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Lazilof boy, kaboy le beklimas rami le. You want it to have a nice fragrance. You're going to put it in a horrible jug? Who's going to do that? Of course not going to do that. And by the way, v'takala atzma tanoihi. This issue, Whether or not it'll be a takala, that itself is a dispute. Titanya, chavit shal yayin shal truma shenitmeis. If you have a barrel of wine of truma that got tamei, b'shami omrim tishba chevel. Spill it out. Spill it out. B'shil omrim tasha ziluf. What do you mean, spill it out? Use it to sprinkle. You'll use it. Omrim shmuel b'rabi yosi ani achriya. I'll make a pshar between these two shitas. B'sodeh, when you're in the field and you don't need ziluf, then tishbo chevel, spill it out. But bias, when you're home, tas a zilof. Then you can use it for zilof. So they're not arguing. Ikada amri, b'chadosh tishbo chevel, if it's new wine, which doesn't have an aroma, spill it out. B'yashan, if it's old wine, tas a zilof. Then you could use it to make an aroma. Amru lo, so they said back, ein hachras, shlishi machras. That's not a pshara in the shita. Beishamai never said a word about if it's old wine or new wine. He never said a word if it's in the field or if it's in the house. He didn't say that. And Beis Hillel said, it's mutter. He didn't say it's only mutter in this case, and it's only mutter in this condition. He didn't say any of those things. So what are you making a pshara? They're only arguing about, that's not a pshara. That's a third shita. Not a machriya. Anyway, so they argue about this issue about takala. Beis Hillel doesn't seem to mind. Beis Hillel says, leave it in the house, and every day sprinkle the wine on the make a nice aroma. Maybe they'll come to drink it. Beis Hillel's not worried about that. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, machlokes shenafla lepachos mimeya sa chulin temeyin. The whole machlokes was where less than 100 times more is down below. And if it's less than 100 times more, it's not batal. Avol nafla lemeya chulin temeyin. But if there's more than 100 times more, even if the wine falls in, you're not going to, nothing, there's no loss. Because the wine will be bottled in the chulin. The tame will be bottled in the chulin. 1 in 100. If that happens, then tatame. Right? The divir called tatame. I will not fall mail the chulin to tamein. Divir called tatame al tame viyad. Tanya namihachi. Chavit shanishbro begad al yona. Fetachtel mea chulin tamein. If it's more than 100 times the amount. Mode Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Yochel Ahatzim and Revius Torah Yatzel. If you can save a Revius, you do it. The Yomlav, Tehri Vitzahami, Val Tzahami Biyad. And if not, not.
Isn't this almost a
Lech Akilah?
You can't do this
Lech Akilah. 1 second. So, yeah, you're right. But now the bat, no, then we don't have to save it because it's going to anyway. It's going to be Tummy anyway. It's not going to be a mixture. So Gemara says, we have it backwards. Hi, Mode Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Mode Rabbi Yeshua, Lezer, Rabbi Boyle. It should tell you Rabbi Yeshua is Mode Rabbi Lezer that you can't do it. So I'm a Rav Apoch, you're right. You're right, you have to change it around. It doesn't make sense this way. Ravuna Braid of Yeshua Amar, L'olam Leit Lo Tepach. No, you don't have to switch it around. Hacha Mayaskinim, what's going on here? The Kli, Shetocho Tahor. The Kli, the inside of the Kli is Tahor. The Gabo Tame. Only the back side of the Kli is Tame. You can only have that in an earthenware Kli anyway. Mao de Tema, I would have thought, the Nigzar, let's make a Gzira. Dilma, Noga, Gabo, Bitruma. Maybe the Truma somehow will touch the back side of it. Kamash Milan. We don't have to make such a... Even Rabbi Eliezer, who asserted to make Truma Tame Biyadayim, was not choshesh for this. He allowed to put it in this Kli, and therefore the Brisa said, Mode Rabbi Eliezer, le Rabbi Yoshua. Hadron Alach Or La Arba Asar. Hadron Alach Or La Arba Asar. Hadron Alach Or La Arba Asar.